this hurricane, Florence, is actually not far off. The current forecasts are not far off from the forecasts over the previous days. There's a little change in the fact that it's turned to the left, which has a big impact on us. Unfortunately, it has a big negative impact on the folks in South Carolina. But this is just an indication that even if you have really good forecasts, things can change very quickly because there are so many subtle influences in the atmosphere that really are not fully understood. We can't really completely predict what they're going to do. And in this case, we have a little wave in the jet stream that is moving through a little sooner than expected. And that's part of what's kicking the storm further toward the west. And in this case, we're very fortunate. Declaring states of emergency is probably a very reasonable thing, given the fact that the variability about these forecasts can be quite high. And to use the adage, it's better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a cautionary tale. We need to take these things very seriously. One of the biggest problems is as the storm was moving along on its originally forecast track, there was an increased likelihood of a lot of water being piled up in the Hampton Roads area. And when you get this happening with a slow-moving storm, you can inundate places where a lot of people live. And the question then becomes, do you evacuate these people? And evacuating everybody from the Hampton Roads area would be a nightmare at the very least. So it's a real problem for emergency planners to decide, when are you serious enough about the forecast? When do you trust it enough to know exactly what decisions to make? And that is up in the air.